Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another show of At Home with Victoria, with your host, Victoria Gaither, and co-host, Michael Kay.
Good evening, everyone. It's 8 p.m. here on the East Coast, a very chilly East Coast, I may add. I am Michael Kay, entertainment co-host here on Home with Victoria. So glad you can join us, and more importantly, so glad you're missing the first hour of American Idol to be with us here tonight. As you may notice, Victoria, my radio wife and beautiful news lady, is not here tonight. She has been taking care of business all week in D.C., so I have given her the night off because that's the kind of husband I am. But I know she's driving home safely, and she's listening to us on her smartphone. So just a reminder, that's another way to go ahead and catch up with At Home with Victoria when you're on the move. But drive carefully, Victoria. Tonight, I am so excited to have with us a very talented songwriter-singer. I first heard of him through my friend Jacqueline Jacks at the American Vocal Academy in Florida, and instantly took a strong liking to his pensive lyrics, his gentle vocals, and rich acoustic rhythm. So, if you've never heard of him, you will tonight. Plus, listen and call in to win an autographed collection of his music a little later on in the show. I am so very proud to bring you SJ Acoustic. SJ, welcome to At Home with Victoria.
Thank you so much, Michael. It's great to be here. Thanks for having us.
I hear you're under the weather a little bit.
Yeah, I just got back, traveled up north, as you know, down in Miami, and I went up to New York City for a showcase on Monday, and caught something up there in the cold, and brought it back down here. So, I'm going to make it through, but I apologize if I sound a little nasal or anything like that.
You sound great, but I've got a lot to cover, lots of questions, and let's just dive right in. I'm going to go back a little bit. Raised a Florida boy with a big family, small family, in between.
Well, actually, almost right. I've been in Florida now for 7 years. I have a little bit of a scattered, I guess, geographic home base. I was born in Cleveland, but as an infant, my parents moved out to Phoenix, Arizona. And
right.
I spent a good 12, 13 years there, moved back to Cleveland, did high school there, and then went off to college and moved around for several years. Made my way down to Florida about 7 years ago now. We're almost at 7 years. So I consider myself native Florida at this point. I cannot take the cold or the gray skies anymore, so if that's the metric.
You're from big family, though? Mom, dad, brothers, sisters?
Oh, yeah. I got a great family. I'm the oldest of three. Younger brother, younger sister. Younger brother is actually getting married this summer, and I'm excited for that. I'm the best man in this wedding, and it's a real honor. He's an amazing guy. And then, of course, I have a pretty large and close family of cousins and all that kind of stuff. So it's really nice.
Great. Is the whole family musical then, or you're the one who's taking that direction?
You know, there's a lot of music in my family. It's just that no one has ever really pursued it. My grandfather, my paternal grandfather, was an amazing musician whose initials also happened to be SJ. It's part of the reason why I go by SJ. He was an amazing man in addition to that, but he never pursued music as a career. He was booked every weekend for 30, 40 years with some kind of band. He played the organ, he played the accordion, he played the trumpet, the saxophone, a different era of music, different everything. But he was just incredibly talented and did it because he simply loved it. And he had other jobs, other professions. And I think a lot of my passion and my disposition towards music from him. I have a cousin, first cousin, who is a guitarist and background vocalist in a rock band that's starting to get some make some strides and make waves up in the Northeast. And I've got other cousins who can play percussion and piano, and other cousins who can sing really well. My sister has a beautiful voice. So there's a lot of music in my family, but no one ever really pursued it as a career.
Right. Well, you're named after your grandfather. And what does SJ actually stand for? I'm curious. I know, you know, I like the whole SJ thing, but what does it stand for?
Well, yeah, it's not a state secret. It's just the initials to my name. My first name is Scott.
Okay.
And my last name is a kind of a long Polish-German last name. So it's Jablonski, yeah. So people, you know, prior to the time that I decided to launch independently my music career and really pursue my passion, you know, people just really knew me as that. And every now and then people would call me SJ, a few people. But, you know, it was really that I decided to go by SJ when I decided to go for the music.
Right. Now, which came first? Was it singing or guitar? Which you sang as a little boy, you played guitar as a little boy. How did that all happen?
You know, Michael, you know, music's always been in my head. I've always been singing and pretending to play air guitar since I was a little kid. I think my parents have some great pictures of me running around pretending to be Willie Nelson, singing his songs as a little kid. I got my first guitar when I was in sixth grade. I didn't really take lessons. I was quite an athlete. I was really focused on athletics. And so what I did was I just kind of started to teach myself a little when I had time. And it wasn't until high school that I was an electric guitar, and it wasn't until high school that I got an acoustic guitar. And I decided that I really wanted to take lessons and learn, because it's something I had always wanted to really know how to play. And I started taking lessons at that point. And so then, you know, it just went from there.
Wow. Early on, who were you listening to when you first started to discover yourself in the music genre?
You know, that's a great... I've always been a huge fan of acoustic guitar and folk, you know, music. And of course, I know, you know, I guess growing up as a kid in the 80s, I had access to the MTV Revolution. Of course, I listened to pop music and a lot of music which really doesn't influence what I do, or maybe it does in a way that I can't really, you know, quantify it. But you know, of course, everything that every kid listened to during the 80s and all the MTV music video generation and, you know, pop radio. And of course, when I got into high school, it was the era of grunge and alternative and, you know, Nirvana.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone there, and I just would play those. But I discovered someone in high school who was not big at the time, and I was blown away, and that was Dave Matthews, who, of course, now most everybody knows and has a great deal of respect for his uniqueness and how amazing he is. And he just blew me away. You know, I was a teenager and you know, listening to this, And I said, you know, man, I got to get good at the acoustic guitar. This is what I feel. This is my sound. And so, you know, together with that and then listening to the folk, you know, folk guys and, you know, Paul Simon and, you know, Simon Garfunkel, that sort of thing. And Nick Drake, who was huge to me, and, you know, a lot of other guys. And I kind of just blended with the years. And, of course, we've come up through the years, and there's been some amazing acoustic singer-songwriters who have made it, you know, Ben Harper, John Mayer, Jason Mraz, and Jack Johnson, and all the big names. And then there's a lot of other names that I, you know, I listen to, and I'm always looking for, you know, really good singer-songwriters, and you know, they may be mainstream or not, but I love the acoustic feel. So anything acoustic. And then I went through a period as well where I was really into Spanish guitar. I had taken some time and studied in Spain when I was in college, and I was in Granada, where they play in Andalusia, where where flamenco guitar is so prevalent and just such a rich part of the culture. And I would literally, you know, go there and just listen to all the concerts and the little shows going on, and I would learn to play here and there from different people. And, you know, so I went through a phase when I got back from there, and it really lasted for several years where I really was into nylon string guitars, and I would listen to a lot of Novo Flamenco and a lot of other stuff like that. And then I got into a little bit of, you know, Bossa Nova from, you know, the Brazilian style, and so how it's all kind of in a new age version. Some of these artists are mixing them together. So, you know, I've got a bunch of different influences. That's a long way to answer your question.
No, that's a great answer. I'm a huge fan of Andres Segovia. I'm in love with that level of classical guitar, the 13th string. That just, that man, I've been watching him on YouTube. I found some weird stuff from like 1950, 1960s and stuff where he does master classes, and he's actually showing these artists the difference between the way they're playing and the way he plays. And he has that certain touch, that certain feel on the downstruck that is just absolutely tender, which is what I'm finding in your music too. Your orchestration and your playing is, it's tender and it's very, very rich, and it adds just a whole different level to your music.
Wow. Well, first of all, thank you very much. Segovia is absolutely amazing. If in any way you're hearing some similar to that, I won't take credit, but I would definitely take the compliment. I think, you know, my playing, you can assess yourself against, you know, I can listen to guitar, so you just blow me away. I'm bored. You know, I don't know if you ever heard the album along these same lines when Paco de Lucia and John McLaughlin and Al Di Meola did Friday in San Francisco.
Wow.
Every time I put on that album, I get chills.
Fantastic. Yeah, I know. It's stunning. It's just stunning to listen to. I want to get to the music in a little bit, but first of all, I want to go ahead and thank all of the guests in chat. I want to thank Linda Lowdy for producing the chat room tonight, and we're going to be taking questions through chat, or seriously, do consider going ahead and emailing us to athomewithvictoria@yahoo.com. That's @homewvictoria, all one word, @yahoo.com. Email me questions for SJ if you have any there. We'll be going ahead and taking callers at the end of the show, but I want to get really into the music. The first song that Jack sent me was your song "O Captain," and really listen to it over and over and over again. It's got a wonderful message, and again, the vocals are wonderful. It's just, I don't want to use the term beach listening to, but it's something that I want to go ahead and listen to with I want to crack a Corona, or I want to open up a fresh box of Chardonnay and just listen to it. It's one of those wind down voices that is absolutely so tender. What was your, how did that song come about?
Well, thank you for that. That's an interesting choice that, you know, Jacqueline sent it over. By the way, Jacqueline AVA, obviously, an amazing person, and she's been great.
Yeah.
She says hi. For the support. Great. Yeah, I'm trying to get on the chat room, but I've been kicked off two times, so I don't know what's going on with the thing, but I'll try to get on there.
I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay. I'll try here now, but, you know, that's an interesting song to get as my first song that you heard. I have a wide range of songs that I actually, you know, sing. The reasons for me singing those songs vary widely. I might have a song that really is a relationship song and it arose out of a context, which is, I think, the most tangible for most people and most writers. It's a sweet song, or it's a bitter song, or it's something like that. And then I go to a whole other place with a whole lot of other songs of mine. "O Captain" is one of them, where, you know, I read a lot. I think a lot about sort of philosophical and existential things. I'm a little bit heavy on that side, for better or worse. You know, "O Captain" is one of those songs that came about in the last couple years, which is on my upcoming album, which is my first fully produced album, which will be out in May. And it arises from sort of a deep philosophical context of dealing with certain revelations about humanity and about where we are and what are we doing and why are we doing it. And I'm being a little bit ambiguous and vague because I'm really more interested in hearing from you what the message is that you felt from the song, because I'm really interested in hearing when people listen to my music, how it made them feel and you know, what messages that they got.
Well, you know what? We're about to go ahead and listen to it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is SJ with Old Captain, one of my favorites. Give it a listen.
Old Captain, I'm ready to fight. Grab my sword with all of my might. Oh, great king, I'm ready to kill. Got my armor on, they say it's worth the thrill. 'Cause I can't seem to tell if it's heaven's any different from hell. 'Cause ignorance is free. One pill for you, one for them, one for me. Oh, Captain, I'm here to stay. Put my nights on hold. Oh, sweet queen, I'm ready to die. Give all that I am just to lie at your side. 'Cause I can't seem to tell if this heaven's any different from hell. 'Cause ignorance is free. One dose for you, one for them, one for me. Well, I can run, run, run as fast as I can. Either way, I'm sure I'll find my head buried in the sand. Dealing with the man. 'Cause I can't seem to tell if this heaven's any different from hell. 'Cause ignorance, yeah, it's free. There's enough for you and for them and for me. Enough for you and for them and for me. There's enough for you and for them and for me. Enough for you and for them and for me.
SJ, oh Captain, you know what? I'm going to tell you what that song means to me, because when I first heard it, everybody's going through their own interpersonal growth kind of a thing. And what that song was to me was my internal big boy voice saying to me, you get to choose. Choose to be happy, choose to be miserable. Everything is the same, but you go ahead and get to choose what you perceive or how you perceive your current situation. That's how that song itself gave me the strength inside, to be honest with you. That's my take on how I saw it.
Well, I have to say that brings me a lot of joy, I guess, because that is one of the major messages of the song.
Oh, so I got it right. Yay. Woo.
Yeah, that is, you know, dealing with your own self first, and perception, and sort of weeding through, I guess, delusion, which is, unfortunately, can become for all of us mistaken for reality, depending on what we're going through or whatever. So it's a little bit of a deeper song, and I write in a lot of metaphors, right? So I kind of hide some things. Some songs pretty direct. A song coming up today that you'll play is quite direct. But many of my other songs, especially when I write about philosophical or political things, I use a lot of metaphor to kind of hide what I'm saying. So it's kind of cool that you got that.
Well, the funny thing is that it's again smart music, SJ. You know, it's when music means something again. It's not just a couple throwaway choruses and then a lick that no one can get out of their head and stuff. The music means something. I understand and I appreciate it on that level because there's so much fluff out there. Not to be rude, I mean, I watched American Idol last night with the whole new cast, and I get it. It's going to be a great show, but again, it's artistry that ends up determining whether or not you're going to sell, because people will see through, pardon my French, but the BS. They will understand the message more than you will know. But not to go ahead and off track here, 2000 was a great year for you with the song I Like You. I want to go ahead and talk about this because you have had so much success with that, and that you released that August 15th, 2010. Is that correct?
That's correct. An original version that we did a music video for was released in February of 2009, and then a year later, we decided to produce that with a few more musicians, some incredible musicians, Sammy Figueroa on percussion, Fernando Perdomo on bass. We had a good friend of mine, an amazingly talented vocalist, Joshua Stedman, sing some background harmonies, and as well as a good friend of mine, Typhoon Olopai, who did some really cool ukulele licks dancing around, and it was co-produced. Derek Olds took the lead on production, and I was co-producing along with him. And we also went to Carlos Alvarez, who is a multi-Grammy Award-winning engineer producer, so he really helped us, make it tidy. And it was the first song that we really produced. And of course, you know, for me, it's really about the sound and the feel. And I really am skeptical and fearful of overproduction. So it takes a lot to do a little when I guess you're working with me. But I think it came out okay, and it's been doing quite well.
Been doing very well. The 2009 licensing placements of the acoustic of I Like You was in two commercial ads in U.S. and Canada. You also released a bilingual version of that called Lo Mejor de Mi, which is also fantastic and has been, I can go on, the Hollywood Music and Media Awards, buddy. I mean, being nominated for that is fantastic. Also, the UK nomination that resulted in, I think that was the Festival for Stars, is that correct, in the UK? International Songwriting Competition. Great recognition there. So the song is pretty, and the song is really good, you got to admit. You got to pat yourself on the back.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's really sort of propelling everything forward, and it's been recognized at some pretty cool levels at this point, and we are we're also gaining ground in some other areas too. And you know, it's really nice to have a song, you know, to have written a song that is just connects with people on another level, and you see it resonate in people and ask them, and I get messages, I spent the whole weekend listening to I Like You all over and over again, and just I can't tell you, it's worth more than money to hear that stuff, to know that my music is touching people in that way, because that's really what it's about, you know.
It's pretty fantastic, and again, just going to go ahead and add, in its second week of spinning, you're again on the top five most added on the AC board. You're tied with singles by Train, Rihanna, and Pink. That's pretty nifty.
Yes, it's pretty nifty, and I think it's what makes it even better is that, you know, I'm not signed to a major record label or a major music group, and I'm not here to to bash them in any way. There's a lot of that bashing going on today. But I've sort of incorporated my own way of doing things, and I'm fiercely independent. It has a lot to do with my other background, what I was doing or what I still do, before I decided to really pursue my music passion in life. I've my own acoustic soul records, an acoustic soul music group is my trademark niche acoustic group that I'm moving forward along with me as I sort of spread out to the world and reach more people with my music. And so I guess what I'm saying is it's even neater for me to look on the AC chart and see a gainer in my name up there, and they're all with Capitol or Warner or whatever names you see there, and then you see, you know, SJ Acoustic Soul Records, and it's all independent. It's not, you know, I don't have a major label behind me with the kind of marketing contacts and budget that they have, but somehow we're making it, so it's pretty exciting.
Well, you're making it big time, and that's my point. For an independent to go ahead and jump from 118 to 48 within 2 weeks, Hello. I mean, do you have any independent music? I mean, I love independent music. We've had many, many artists on at Home with Victoria, from the likes of Bethany Gorman and Carl Schmidt to Shelley Rand, Kobe Cole, Raven O, Jason Walker, all brilliant, brilliant singers, all independent. But what would you give as advice to an independent out there to go ahead and not have to sign with a major label, entertainment sellout kind of a thing? I get with the sellout part of it, but you still have to sell the CD and make money. And whatever you're doing well. What advice can you give to other indie artists to skip that, skip the middleman, and just do it yourself?
Yeah, well, you know, that's a great question, and it's so relevant. And I guess I would preface it by saying I certainly don't have all the answers, and you know, I'm learning as I go as well, and that's the first thing that I admit. You know, every week, you know, we're learning something new as I move forward with my crew, and you know, it's a fluid business. It's a changing time for the music industry. And, you know, you can just read online articles, and if you want to get more in-depth, you know, buy a couple books and read how the future of music is changing so rapidly and so differently from where it was and how people made money and how people got known and all this kind of stuff, that I think that, having said that, the first piece of advice, and this comes from a different place, and I'm open about this as well, because I think it's important. It's a part of me. I'm actually a corporate lawyer. I trained to be a lawyer. I went to school for a long time and practiced at some big law firms, some of the major law firms. And I kind of approach music, you know, given my experience in law and business, from a different angle. And my advice is, one, research and read and get current, because you got to know how you can make money from your music and how you get to sustain a career. I'm not talking about, you know, crazy cars and houses and, you know, MTV Cribs kind of stuff. I'm talking about seriously looking at music as your career. If it's what you love to do, now more than ever is a better time than any time in the history of music to actually achieve a sustainable career in life playing music and touching people through it. You just got to be smart. You got to be a little bit more of an entrepreneur. You got to be your own brand. You got to see yourself not just as an artist that sits, you know, and writes songs and has a good voice or does this and that in a cool band or something. You got to be your own brand, you know. I would advocate a strategic DIY approach for all indie artists, and you know, we could talk for hours about what that means, but it would really first and foremost entail a thorough understanding of why music is no longer ever going to be how it used to be, and how, in order, you got to sort of define your goals as to what you want out of your music, what you want out of your career, what you want out of the journey. And that's first and foremost. And then after that, I think the next step is to get into the technicalities. And if you've got some friends that are in business and law and music and stuff, and they can lend you some advice, you read some articles, you get some books, there's some great stuff out there. And if you've got a background yourself, use that background and envision yourself as a brand, you know, and then get into your digital footprint. Find out all the best social media platforms. You know, organize your marketing from a viral standpoint and really work at it. You know, do your research and find out what radio is worth it to go after. You know, try to do festivals, try to do showcases, make sure your EPKs and your bios are in really good form. And even if you're just doing demos because you can't afford production right now or something like that, you know, make sure they're the best quality demos that you can possibly get. And I guess lastly, and I should have said this first, don't sign anything without first consulting a lawyer.
Right.
Because I can tell you that as I've gone through this journey and used third-party vendor services for a variety of submissions to this and that, you know, there were several contests that I felt would be great for me or great exposure, great PR marketing initiatives. And I didn't do them because when I got into the terms and conditions essentially, assuming they would be able to be enforced to begin with, but let's just assume that, certain terms and conditions, you know, they were just acting like record labels and big publishing companies. And these are unknown, relatively known, but, you know, not big known organizations. And what they can really do for you is questionable. So given the consideration that you would be doing, signing over X percentage of revenue, signing over 50% of your publishing to just a random publishing company, these things are incredibly important for artists to understand. And I think that every indie artist, if they're serious about music, you know, needs to really understand the basics of the music business, because I think in order to succeed, you have to be a business person. And I know that's hard for some artists, but it's the pill they have to swallow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really hard to go ahead and temper talent with wisdom, especially when you take an unknown artist XYZ who is so anxious to go ahead and get out there once finally a label puts a contract in front. They're so anxious to go ahead and sign it and not to go ahead and read it. So that was really great information. And smart, too. Talented and smart, Mr. SJ. That's fantastic.
Okay.
I think we've left our listeners begging for I Like You, so I'm going to go ahead and tune that in. Just want to go ahead and remind you, after we come back from I Like You, we're going to go ahead and be giving a giveaway. So we're going to take the third caller at call in at 718-664-9364. SJ, what will the lucky winner win?
The lucky winner will win, I call it the Evolution of SJ CD set. It's to date, it's my first LP entitled Some Days, which is a very folky, and in the words of the music engineering world, it would be a muddy mix that I kind of mixed myself, and but a very personal album. The second set piece would be a two-song EP with the original version of I Like You and a song called Breathe that I wrote. And the third would be the limited edition copy of the physical press of the I Like You radio version together with its Spanish version, Lo Mejor de Mi. So that would be the pack.
That's fantastic. Once again, that number is 718-664-9364. Caller number 3 gets it. Until then, this is SJ's I Like You.
I like the way you look at me every time you first come into my mind. I like the way you fit perfectly on my side. I like the way you hold my hand and bury your head in my chest. Every time you're tired, every time you want to rest. I like the way your face looks when you sleep. I like your legs crossed over me. I like how you always want me to win. I like how you touch my skin, I like you. The way you always ask for another song, and how we always get along. I like how you dress for me. I wish you could see what I see. I like how you're slow to get into the pool. Oh, I like to hold you when you do. I like the way you smile at me. I wish the whole world could see I like you. How else can I tell you?
At Home with Victoria. Who is this, please?
This is Goofy Bone from 186. Deuce, the worldwide radio show. How are you doing,
Goofy,
Michael K?
Hey, Goofy Bone, my friend. Congratulations, doing well. I'm glad you can join us tonight. Congratulations, you won the three CD autograph pack from SJ. SJ, this is one of your good fans, Goofy Bone.
Wow. Hey, how you doing, SJ? First of all, let me compliment you on the music that you're making, sir. You're doing a wonderful job. And I was wondering if you didn't mind if I could play your music on my radio station.
I would be honored. I would be great.
No, I would be honored. I was wondering if I could do that.
Yeah,
of
course.
Like, you're going to say no.
Okay. Wow, I can't believe I won. I just wanted to call in and just say, hey, you're doing a great job, but... I'll take the CDs. Are they going to be signed?
I'm sorry?
Are they going to be signed?
Yes, of course. Of course.
Okay, wonderful. I will hang them in my studio because I myself am an independent artist. And, wow, you got me all shaking and riled up. I can't believe this.
Fantastic. Hey, but, Goofy, I'll send you some information on SJ, and that way you can go ahead, maybe even have him on the show for a little bit. He'd love to go ahead and get the exposure. I know he'd appreciate it. So, but
wow,
Goofy,
okay,
thanks
yeah,
again. And
that'd be great.
Congratulations, buddy. I'm so happy,
you,
a loyal listener.
Dollar producer Michael K. Everybody, I want to say Michael K. is one of the greatest producers here on blogtalkradio.com, and he deserves every award you could possibly give this man.
Get out of here with your bad self, Goofy. I love you tons, buddy. You have a great night, okay?
All right, you guys have a good one. And thank you, SJ, and believe me, we will be playing your music.
Thanks for following, Goofy. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Thanks, buddy. Talk to you soon. Well, that's fantastic. I love when a loyal fan wins. That's just wonderful. Anyways, want to go ahead and thank everybody back up in chat. Who do we have in there? Your good friend Jacqueline Jacks from AVA Live Radio is there. Goofy Bone, Linda Lively Johnson doing a great job in the chat room, as well as all of our new guests. The chat room is really quite doing well. So I want to go to the emails now, if that's okay with you, SJ. I have a question here, and I'm going to ask it because it's what women ask. Dana from Detroit wants to know, boxes or briefs?
You know what? I mix the boxers with the boxer briefs.
Good boy. Dana's a little piggy. I just know it. I don't know her at all, but she's certainly got a good sense of humor. But let's go ahead and talk about Florida. Let's talk about the Van Dyke. Let's talk about Randy Singer. Let's talk about Joshua Stedman. I'm so mad I missed that performance with you and Joshua. I would have loved to have been there.
Oh, well, we would have loved to have you. Anytime you're going to make it down here, of course, we hope we get advance notice and we'll have you a VIP seat here at the show.
Well, I'd appreciate that.
Absolutely. Joshua Stedman, a good friend of mine, very talented musician and singer, and an amazing human being. And he and I actually, for about a year now, just over a year, we have been occasionally playing shows together where we would do sort of mixed shows of some covers that we would learn together, and then I would learn some of his songs, he would learn some of my songs, and we'd see what could fit in our sort of cross-pollination of styles of music, because they're different, but for some reason we're able to make it work acoustically and put on, I think, what's a pretty fun show and a singer-songwriter show. And he and I have been doing stuff. We just recently played at the Van Dyke, and we had Randy Singer, who is the music director and, you know, one of the best harmonica players out there, tracked on so many famous records, harmonica, and he's the music director at Van Dyke, and he's a great guy as well. And we did a show recently, and that's what you're referring to, at the Van Dyke. But what's really exciting is that Joshua and I are going to go to Colorado.
Great.
In the upcoming months here, we're going to spend 2 months doing a Colorado ski circuit tour, so to speak. And we're booking venues now, and we're also open to ideas too, because it's at a good stage where we're exploring all options. And we're going to do our duo acoustic shows and sort of try to write some music in mountains. And he'll be out there with his with him as well. Will be his girlfriend Amber, who's a lovely, lovely person. So the three of us are going to be out there. I'm the third wheel, but it's really great because it gives me time to sort of change paradigms. And as I will be finished with my album, and it will be being mixed and mastered at that time, I'll have a couple months to sort of get out of South Florida. Put on the skis and sort of, you know, hide away in the mountains and maybe finish up some songs that I've been writing and sort of move on to the next phase and clear my head.
Great. A lot of people in the chat are going ahead and asking if they can consider that to be your next little tour with you and with you and Joshua and stuff.
I would definitely say that. Yeah, it's definitely would be a sort of a mini tour, more of a circuit. And hopefully, I've been invited to do a couple showcases in Los Angeles, and I'm coordinating those now. They're not set in stone yet, but they're pretty big showcases. So I'll probably find a way to integrate some other Western U.S. cities out there and try to just, you know, build the fan base and play at new places and really just experience, you know, live music, which is what I really love to do.
Absolutely. You just finished playing a very prestigious showcase on Monday, actually, at one of my favorite venues, the Bitter End. Tell us about that.
Oh, yes, the Bitter End. Yeah, a great venue, you know, New York City's oldest rock club. I had played some shows up in New York over the last 2 years at some really amazing songwriter venues, but I had never played the Bitter End. And, of course, if you go on the Bitter End's website, you see the list of people who have played there, and it's just amazing. And you go in there and you see, you know, the pictures on the wall and the hand sketches on the wall behind the bar and the faces of the legends. And I was invited by Song Circle Music, which is an organization that's been around for 20 years and has helped and had artists go through their ranks, such as Norah Jones and Gavin DeGraw and some Vanessa Carlton and some other pretty big name artists nowadays. They invited me to come be a part of a Songwriters in the Round showcase, which is similar to the one I did for Crystal Hartigan's showcase in South Florida, which was really nice at the Broward Performing Arts Center. And we all took turns playing a few songs, one after another. And it was just such an amazing experience. You know, I love playing New York City. I love playing everywhere, but New York City is something special. You know, people go into a venue like the Bitter End, and they sit there and they listen to your music. It's a listening room.
Yeah.
People go there to really hear the words, you know, the lyrics. They go to hear the music, and it was really a magical night. It was amazing, and I walked away, unfortunately, with a cold, as you can hear, but I did walk away with with a lot of positive vibes and new fans, and I'm in connection with a lot of new people from a very packed room. So it was really amazing.
Yeah, you know, the Bitter End really isn't that big. I mean, what do you think it seats? Maybe what? 100 maybe. 150?
Yeah, probably kind of 150.
That capacity.
Probably.
And we had a little brief chat on Facebook today when I let you know about Joe's Pub. Joe's Pub, seriously, I saw Raven O there, and it seats about the same, but the setting is so intimate, and I think that's what you get, because the people who are going there aren't there to carouse. They're actually there to listen to you, which must be fantastic for a performer, that you don't have to sing over the clanking of glasses and people calling martini, you know, kind of a thing. You know, it's that kind of personality where people who go there are there for the music, which is fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely right. And, you know, I have to say, you know, South Florida, you know, Miami in particular, and surprisingly to me, has been very good to me so far. And so I would not say anything contrary to that. But every place has its advantages and disadvantages. And in spite of being, surprisingly for my style of music in Miami, for having such a great time here so far, Miami's not known for being a listening city. So when you go out and you play, you know, with the exception of a few venues, you do get into the situation where people are out really doing something else, and you're there playing in the background. So to go up there is just quite a different feel, you know.
Absolutely. Buddy, we're running out of time, but it's a fast hour when you're on Home of Victoria. But I want to thank you so much for doing what you do, for being who you are. I love the dark side. I love the lawyer side. I love the fact that you're doing it on your own. I love the fact that you are a beacon for those independent artists that are desperately trying to get their voice out there, and please understand that you're always welcome on Home of Victoria. Let us know about any upcoming news. We'd love to go ahead and have you back on 100 times, and please know from the bottom of my heart and Victoria, because she's going to be so mad she missed the show. She wanted to be on it so bad but just couldn't make it. But really, buddy, you're on the way to the top. I'm going to go ahead and end the show with a song from Breeze, which is one of my personal favorites, but thank you so much for taking the time out to be here. I sincerely really appreciate it, and I'm so flattered you took the time. I really am.
Michael, my thanks goes out to you and to Victoria and everyone else and Linda and for having me. It's been a real pleasure and a real pleasure to be on your show. I've had a lot of fun this last hour, and you're right, it has gone by very fast. I wish we had more time. And I'd be happy to come back.
Please do. If you want to go ahead and find more about SJ, you can go ahead and check out the chat room for all of his links. Just to let you know, it's sjacoustic.com for his music website. You can find him on Facebook at facebook.com/sjacoustic. You can find him on myspace.com at sjacousticmusic. You can find him on youtube.com at sjacousticmusic. SJ's music is also available for purchase on iTunes and through CD Baby. I love CD Baby, too. That's another organization that does really well for the indie artists.
Very true. Yeah, it's very
absolutely
true.
Buddy, I love you 1,000 times. I thank you so much for being on. You have tons of love here in the chat room, and many congratulations to Goofy Bone for going ahead and winning your prize. So, but please keep in touch, SJ. Again, mi casa es su casa.
Absolutely, and back at you, Michael. Thanks again to you guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks, buddy, so much. You have a great night.
You too.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. SJ, one of my favorites, and such a kind gentleman, so very talented. Once again, you can go ahead and check him out. Also, check him out on ReverbNation.com. He's got his video of I Like You on there. And just so very happy. Thank you, Jax, for introducing me to him. I really appreciate that. Quick reminder, just want to go ahead and let you know that Victoria and I will be back January 27th with the wonderfully talented Melissa Peterman. Melissa Peterman was Barbara Jean on Reba, and now she's got her new show coming out called Working Class on the Country Music Television Network. That actually debuts on the 28th, which is on a Friday. So very excited to go ahead and have her on. Plus, she was also guest star in our favorite web series, Pretty, which right now, Pretty, the finale is showing at an undisclosed location in Los Angeles tonight, but you can go ahead and catch the finale episode featuring Joan Van Ark on the web January 24th. Go ahead and check my Facebook page for all the links for Pretty, and check mine out and Victoria's on Facebook for everything SJ Acoustic. Once again, I want to thank everybody in chat. Thank you, Linda, for producing a wonderful chat room. Thank you to Jacqueline Jax, Goofy Bone, Guest 28238, Guest 28663, Guest 28897, Guest 29119712, Guest 30754, and Guest 31495, all new guests. Thank you for listening tonight, and like I said, missing American Idol. This is Michael Coach. So happy. I'm sorry, Michael K. I gave my real name out, but entertainment co-host here on At Home with Victoria. We're going to go ahead and close the show out with a song called Breathe, again by SJ Acoustic. Thanks a lot for a great show, and I hope Victoria's home by now, but once again, this is SJ Acoustic with Breathe.
I used to think that I was a one. I was still chasing the wind, back to home and back again. I used to watch you play. I used to think that I could stand. I was thinking I was in, but life is not just what you mean. Long way down. It's quite far down. It's a long way to the ground if you don't breathe. Used to laugh at the rain. I used to think that I was sane. The bus all the way through town. Thought I'd see what's gone around. Picking shapes out of the sky. Wondering why the hell, why. Listening to them say there will always be another day. It's a long. down.